I'd like to talk about Tosfos Dibra Maschalavol, which is sort of a side topic that the Gemara mentions briefly. The Gemara mentions that you're allowed to bury a mace in tachrichim that are shatnas, even though shatnas, living people are not allowed to wear shatnas, and there's no commandment that a dead person is not allowed to wear shatnas, so you're allowed to wear shatnas. Tosfos asks, what's the difference between shatnas, that you're allowed to bury a mace with shatnas, and the Gemara Menachis that says that you have to put tzitzis on the dalet kamfos when you bury a mace. If you bury a mace in a talis, which is aminik, you have to be careful that the tzitzis are there. So Tosfos kasha is ma nafkamina. What's the nafkamina between shatnas, where you don't care, you bury a mace with shatnas, and talis, where Tosfos, we're makbid to bury a mace with dalet kamfos. That's Tosfos kasha, and that's what I'd like to answer from the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh. Before that, I want to mention that Tosfos at the end brings what he calls minhageinu, the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz. The Gemara, it's clear, the Gemara Menachos is very clear, you must bury a mace with dalet kamfos with the tzitzis on. What? So Tosfos at the end brings minhageinu shanu masirin hatzitzis metalisi amesim. Tosfos says the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is to remove the tzitzis on one of the four corners, the minhag to cut off the strings from one of the four corners. And Tosfos says very interestingly, the makar is not in Shas. Machle minhageinu mesechta smachis. Mesechta smachis, even though it's called mesechta, it's not a mesechta, it's not from Tanam and Amiraim, it comes from the Rabbanan Savarai, it comes from after the Amiraim. And Tosfos says there are a few places, Vapi Svar Mechitzainim, Anu Noeg and Kamadvarim. Svar Mechitzainim here doesn't mean non Jewish sources, it means non Shas sources, that there's a minig to cut off the tzitzis. One of the interesting historical things about this is that the Gra wanted to change it. The Gra was not Nicha. In general, the Gra didn't like any Minhagim now and not like Shas. Things that are added later in the Siddur he didn't like. And in general, he was that way. And the Gra was Mitzava, one of his Talmidim, you should make sure that they don't remove the tzitzis. And Darach HaShulchan writes, Mais and the Floor, I think he alludes to it, like a Baskam and a Shemayim, not to start up. And the way it's brought is that Talmud who had the mitzvah got very sick. He got stomach cramps, he had stomach aches, and at the crucial time he wasn't there, and they removed the tzitzis from the Gra's talis when they buried him. One of the Talmidei Agra, the Bal Yisoid V'Sheresh Amuna, did the same thing. He left the tzava that they should leave the tzitzis, they shouldn't cut it when they put on the talis. And the way it's brought, when they lowered the orin, when they prepared it to lower, they didn't bury in a box like we do today. They buried the mace. When they lowered the mace, somehow somebody stood on the tzitzis, and as they lowered it, it ripped off the talus. And after that, so the Gronix didn't start up anymore with this minig. Lamaisa today, there are different minhagim. I think the most common minig in our chrizon is to fold the tzitzis in into the corner, so place to stitch it or pin it in, so the tzitzis are there, but they're sort of not there. They're sort of a pshara between the different minhagim. So it's one of the interesting things that there are different minhagim. Yes, each chever kadisha does its own minig. Not the type of thing you could probably ask your father, what's our minig, because it's not exactly what? No, one corner. Don't start with one corner. So at any rate, getting back to Tosfos is going on the Gemara. It's a steer in the Gemara. It says shatnas, he could bury him with. And tzitzis, you got to be makbid. The din of the Gemara is you have to be makbid that he should wear tzitzis, that there should be arba kamfos. What's the difference? So in the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh, that's Rabbi Leit Sanz, he has a very geshmak of teretz, and he makes a yisoid. There's a rule that you're probably familiar with of Loyeg L'Rosh. Loyeg L'Rosh means that, for example, when you go into a Beis HaKfaris, you don't wear tzitzis out, or you don't wear tefillin. you don't learn or daven in a bay within Dalet Amos of a mace. Loyeg l'rosh, it's like you're teasing the mace. Loyeg, you're making fun l'rosh, the poor man. You're not supposed to do mitzvahs in front of a mace because it's like insensitivity that you're telling the mace you're less than me. That's the concept of loyeg l'rosh, which is in a number of gemaras. So Rabbi Leib Tzanz was asked about matzavis, if you can have in a Beis HaKfaris. Some people do have a matzeva, some don't. Some matzevas praise the person and some don't. It's also loyeg l'rosh. This person is better than that person. And that was the question that he was asked. And in order to deal with it, he comes to our Tosis. So I want to share with you the aside, and then we'll see how it answers. The aside that he's referring to is really a Ramban in Parashas Yisrael. Very geshmaka Ramban. The Ramban declares, what's a bigger mitzvah? A mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lai saseh? So which is more? Saseh or lai saseh? Why saseh? Saseh tech lai saseh. So it sounds like an saseh is bigger, saseh tech lai saseh. What's the other side? Well, the other side is that for saseh, you only have to give chaymish min achasav. If you can't afford an esrig, unless you give up all your money, I'm not going to give up all your money, even if you want to do the mitzvah. For a mitzvah, say, you only have to give a fifth of your nechassim. Not to be over a lav, a person has to give kol mamayim. So the Ramban says, a stira. Asay is daichalais asay. So asay is more. On the other hand, you have to spend more money not to be over a lais asay than not to be over an asay. It's a stira. So the Ramban says a very geshmaka teretz. The Ramban says, an assay is something which shows a connection. It shows a milo. It's like it shows ava to the Rabbi Nishalayim. An assay shows ava. A lois assay, it shows that you're afraid. You're afraid you get in trouble if you do it. He says, in the kiyum, when you're doing it, what's more? What's more? If you show somebody you care about him, a say means you buy a present. What's more, to buy a present or to not spit in his face? Well, obviously, in the kiyum of buying a present is greater than the kiyum of not spitting in his face. You're straight after this in his face. If you bought him a gift, that's something. In the kiyum, a say is more than lois say. But in the Aveira, which is a bigger Aveira? It's a bigger Aveira to spit in his face or to not buy him a gift? It's a very geshmak idea. In the Aveira, the Lysa say is a bigger Aveira. You're showing you're not afraid of him. I say, you just show you don't have Ava. So in the Aveira, the Lysa say is worse. So to not be over a Lysa say, to not spit in his face, you have to spend all your money. But in the Kiyum, the kiyum of an asay, the kiyum of asay is more than the kiyum of a lois asay. That's the Ramban's klal, that an asay develops a maila, develops a connection. A lois asay just avoids problems. So memela, zokter by Leib Tzanz, it's very geshmak, Tysis kasha. The site is that Leib LaRosh is you can't do something, it's insensitive to do something, to say to the mace, you're dead, I'm alive, I'm more than you. I'm more than you. That insensitivity is the aveir of loyeg l'rosh. So if you do a mitzvah saseh, and the mace, you're showing him you can't do the mitzvah saseh, that means you're developing a kesher, and the mace doesn't develop the kesher. That's loyeg l'rosh. When you talk about tzitzis, it's loyeg l'rosh because the mace doesn't have that ability to show the ava, to show a connection. But she'en came, so by an asay, by tzitzis, we're worried about loyeg l'rosh. By a lois asay, it's not that way. If a person doesn't wear klayim, so what does that mean? That means he failed to be mevaza kaviyachol the Rabbi Nishalam. He didn't, so to speak, spit in his face. A mace, even if he wears kalayim, is not doing an aveira. So the fact that the mace is not mitzuvah, he doesn't lose anything. The mace is also, so to speak, not spitting in his face, not doing something wrong. By a loisa say, there's no legal rush. The chai is not doing anything wrong. The mace is not doing anything wrong. The mace because he's dead, and the chai because he's not wearing shadness. There's no difference in aliyah by a loisa say. By an assay, there's a difference. By an assay, the dead person can't do it. The living person could do it. What? It's loyeg l'rosh to show that the mace. The Taisa says, "You know that cut off the tzitzis." Taisa says, "Yeah, not really kind of mitzvah, but you're not advertising that it's mitzvah." No, there's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to wear tefillin or tzitzis by the kever of a isha. By the kever of a woman, you're allowed to. You have a maila, she doesn't have the maila. It's true. But it's not because she's dead. It's not like the right. Being dead is not the problem. Anisha is not mitzvah in tefillin even when she's alive. So, like the rush is not to say I'm better than you. Like the rush is to say the fact is the insensitivity to a neshama that doesn't have a living guf. It's an insensitivity that the fact that the person is dead. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, what about the kever of a katan? The kever of a child? You allowed to wear tefillin? He says, no, because the katan may be a gilgal. Probably the gilgal of somebody who was a gadol.
So is the
Gishu is the Gilgal of a man. So the stipler, if you look in Birchas Peretz, I think in Parshas Truma, he brings a raya that a man can't be nisgalgal as a woman. From this Mishnah Berurah, imagine. From Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like, it's funny because the Chafetz Chaim says a person can be nisgalgal as a horse. He has a shtickel Torah there about a person that can be nisgalgal as a horse. So it seems the difference between a man and a woman is greater than the difference between a man and a as it sounds like. The neshama of a man can't become. But at any rate, the aside of a Rabbi sins, the aside, I say, therefore, is a Geshmaki aside without this. For Rabbi Leib sins, this aside is that you, the sensitivity of Leib L'Rosh is you're amazed that you can't get something that you could have gotten if you were a Chai. That's Leib L'Rosh.
Why do we see, like, over the Chai,
yeah, well, Ramei Bal Nes, Shem Baichai, because we don't know where they're buried. You're not really by the kever. You're not supposed to daven by a kever, a tefillah kavua. It's just the wrong thing. But Rabbi Yosef is here, Ramei Bal Nes, they don't know exactly where they're buried. By Ramei Bal Nes, certainly they don't know where he's buried exactly, and Miron, they also don't know. They know he's buried in the mountain, they don't know where. So you're what? Marcel Pei also, they're buried down. They're, you think those tents are there since Avraham Avinu? They're buried underground. That's why you're allowed to daven. They started in Amuka. They started making a minyan by the kever. It's not the right thing. They were gedolim that are misnaget to it. You're not supposed to make a minyan by a kever. It's not correct. I didn't go to the kever. Daven Shachris there. Shachris at a kever?
No. When the plane was delayed, you came back and you went last week.
When I say daven by a kever, I don't mean shachris or mincha ma'ariv. You let us say tilim at a kever because it's a chashivas for the nifter that you daven there. You either daven in shmasai or it's a chashivas for a nifter that you consider him kosher to daven there. You're allowed to. What?
The lady.
Kever Rachel, the Arminianim. So the best thing is to be Marchik Dalet Amis. The Tzitzeliezer brings that he heard from an old Ishi Rishalayim that the reason Kever Rachel is that way is that inside it's its own aisle. The Kever Rachel, the way it's shaped, it's its own room, and mainly you're allowed to daven outside. That's it. B'Shem Chai, nobody knows where he's buried. There's no. She's putter. Any woman's anyway putter. Although she davened pretty well, I think. Anyway, by your side, I want you to know three things. A, the minhagim about the tachrichim is in Tosfos. The two minhagim about whether to rip the tzitzis or not. B, the Ramban's your side. I say, dechaloisa say versus you spend more money. And the third thing, this Tosfos, which appears in a few places in Shas, in Nida Samach Aleph, I think, and in Menachos, and here, that there's a difference between klayim and tzitzis, which he explains this way. Memela, he says, there's no shaila with Metzeves being different. There's nothing to do with one person being dead and one person being alive. But this person, they did make a Metzeves, they didn't. It's not, like the Rosh, is because his being dead is a... It prevents him from doing something. That's the insensitivity of Leib LaRosh. Okay, I put in Shabbos.